Warning, you're about to access explicit content. Please proceed with caution.
You're listening to a Slurred Kind production.
Ripley, why are you always trying to get the game on up here? You know we're thousands of light years from any sort of good connection.
Shut up, Joba. It's Final Four. I need to watch this game, dude. You don't understand.
Fine. Well, if you're going to watch this game and I'm stuck here on this godforsaken ship, I'm at least going to go get my jersey that matches the brand new sneakers I just bought. Hold on one second.
All right. Well, at least make sure it's not a soccer jersey this time. That was embarrassing walking into that sports bar.
What? I don't remember getting dirt on these. Oh, holy cat! Who are you?
Thank you for rubbing me. I'm the sneak geek.
Oh my gosh, man, Zero's gonna be so pissed off that we don't need an AI android anymore, because now we've got our very own ship Genie. Man.
Yo, what's going on back there?
Oh my, I just rubbed this thing and a freaking person came out of it. It's crazy. I hope he gives me some wishes, or if not, maybe he'll just polish my sneakers every now and then. I don't know.
Did you find a pregnant woman's belly in your closet? What's going on?
No, not that again. Not that again. This guy's here to, I'm hoping to talk sports because, you know, he's going to be the mouthpiece that I can't be.
Joba, we know that you need a sports translator. You don't know what you're talking about at all.
This is true. This is very true. Ripley, did you order this guy?
No. I mean, I do have a blow-up doll on back order, but I don't remember a genie on my Amazon wish list.
Well, you know, we'll take what we can get. So, welcome back to Mitch and Hoppers. I'm Joba, just trying to learn a thing or two about sports fet. And with me, as always...
I'm Ripley. Really wish you would just let me watch the goddamn game, Scott.
And you're listening to Close Encounters, the Slurred Kind. We got a sports-infused edition episode for us today.
It's time for the hyperspace headlines.
For our hyperspace headline, we're going to let old Sneak Geek take it away for the first one.
Well, if I'm going to be called the Sneak Geek, I might as well talk about shoes, right? And so we're going to talk about the amount of money that Michael Jordan has made in his career, not from playing, but from some of the shoes that he makes. Now, let me tell you, I'm a big fan of the shoes on some of them, but maybe about 75-80%, I'm like, what are those godforsaken things on your feet? And so the crazy thing is, it says that he's earned more than $1.8 billion.
Holy cow.
From endorsements from Nike and from Gatorade. And most of the Nike stuff comes from his royalties in the shoe department.
What? Dude, that is some serious sneaker money up in this joint. That's crazy.
And with the sneaker money, he was able to buy a majority stake of the Charlotte Hornets, in which he bought for $250 million, and he just sold for more than $1 billion.
Now, what would make that really cool is if there were, like, live Hornets in the shoes, or, like, some sort of, like, I don't know, Hornet-based thing involved in, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just think about how many suds you could buy.
That's true.
With $1.8 billion.
We should probably start our own shoe company. I don't know what we'd be called.
The Moonwalkers.
Ooh! I do like that. I do like that very, very much. What's up? What else?
Michael Jackson may be dead, but his lawyers aren't. I'm pretty sure that would get us definitely sued.
It's true. That might not be a good idea. I want to hear more about this article.
Ripley, I'm not sure what you make in a day at your job, but let me tell you, Michael Jordan makes $5.5 million a day.
That's insane.
A day. I'm not sure what's going on with this ship. I just came out of a shoe because somebody rubbed me the right way. But let me tell you, we could fix any problem on this ship with $5.5 million a day. It's just crazy to think about. $5.5 million a day. What do you buy at that point?
Have you heard about some of the things that he's bet on? Him and Karl Malone in 1992, when they were flying over to Europe for the 1992 Olympics, they would make $50,000 bets about what foot the stewardess would walk out into the hallway with first. Like, he makes $100,000, $200,000 bets on putts. I maintain to this day that he did not willingly go and play baseball. He was suspended by David Stern for gambling, and that was their easy way out, so not to disgrace his name and basically take all of basketball down with it. They just said, hey, you need to get out. You need to take about a year off, and then you can come back. But, you know, we'll let you do it on your terms, and if you don't, then we're going to have to end up suspending you. That is,
I had no idea about this. Wow. That's crazy.
That is one of the conspiracies I believe in the most. That and Big Pharma is absolutely out to fuck everybody.
Well, that's true. That's true. I only figured that out after my 12th booster, but, you know, it's fine. I only ended up growing a third and fourth nipple, and, you know, things are better in pairs anyways. Man, I feel like I got an earful in both ears, and I don't mean that sexually. So
imagine getting a footful.
Yeah, God, you definitely, you have my pity. You have my pity. I say we shift gears on over to the second article of the night. We got the Associated Press. Again, my bad for all those listening out there that heard me say Alternative Press 100 times. We got Montana man used animal tissue and testicles to breed giant sheep for sale on hunting preserves. This article is kind of bizarre. It's coming at you from Billings, Montana. So we're taking a shift from Florida going on down to Montana. So get those dinosaur bones and archaeology degrees out. We're gonna go exploring. A Montana rancher illegally used tissue and testicles from wild sheep killed by hunters in Central Asia and the U.S. to breed giant hybrid sheep. And I will say, these are big fuckers. These sheep are massive. Oh, my God. I'm excited to learn a little bit more about their testicles. So Arthur Jack Schubarth, 80 years old of Vaughn, Montana, an 80-year-old man pleaded guilty to felony charges of wildlife trafficking and conspiracy to traffic wildlife during an appearance Tuesday before a federal judge, facing prison and a $250,000 fine. But the court documents describe a years-long conspiracy beginning in 2013. It's a long time. It's a long time to be breeding big old sheep balls. Schubarth and at least five other people sought to create giant sheep hybrids by crossbreeding different species. This is wild. This sounds like it did literally just come straight out of the antimatter minute dimension. Their goal was to garner high prices from hunting preserves where people shoot captive trophy game animals for a fee. That would be crazy. And you could also make their feet really, really, really like small, or make their legs really, really, really tiny so that they couldn't run very far. Like, how many handicaps do you have to give your animal before it just becomes sad?
Ask any Chihuahua owners.
Ooh. That is true. But they used biological tissue obtained from a hunter who killed a wild sheep in, oh my God, here we go, Kyrgyzstan? I didn't even know that was a thing. Belonging to the world's largest of the species, Marco Polo Argali sheep. And they used cloned embryos of the animal from a lab. I still don't know where the testicles come into play.
That's what she said.
Hey, that is what she said. Basically, semen from the Montana Mountain King, which is the Marco Polo Argali sheep name, was used to artificially impregnate other sheep or other ewes, E-W-E-S. I guess that's a female sheep to create a larger, more valuable. Is that right?
Yes, a ewe. Yeah.
Okay. So you. Going to say it like this is a you.
I'm going out with you.
That's basically it. 2019, Schubarth paid $400 to a hunting guide for testicles from a trophy-sized Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep killed in Montana. He extracted semen from the bighorn sheep testicles and used it to breed large bighorn sheep and then crossbred them with the Argali species. Dude, the sheep is like, it could take on Godzilla or King Kong. It's massive. Can only imagine how big those balls are.
A 300-pound sheep. The thing's like a fucking gorilla. Like, wow. I'm thinking of sheep as like a big dog, right? Like, you know, a Rottweiler with horns on it. No, this thing is just coming at you like a goddamn thoroughbred. That would be nuts. By the way, there needs to be something noted here that these guys are like freaking Montana ranchers, and they are successfully biologically breeding and hybriding animal species. Like, what the hell are all these major universities and, you know, research facilities doing? I mean, if fucking guys in Montana can make giant sheep, why have we not brought back the woolly mammoth? I want answers.
They need to fucking catch up, man. They need to catch up. We want to see some raptors. Let's go.
Let me tell you, 300-pound sheep has nothing on the girl Joba put in the closet a couple months ago.
Listen, man, she said she just needed a ride to the nearest spaceport. I didn't know she was going to tickle me that way, okay?
From the sounds of it, you really liked the way she was tickling you.
I did.
I guess we could say tickling testicles based on the article.
How many genies are hiding in all our fucking clothing, man? We got to figure this out.
Just learn how to rub them right.
So. Yeah, I'm going to start rubbing ones out, you know, right after this podcast.
I think I've just learned I'm never going to wash any of my clothes ever again. That'll probably solve all the problems. I don't think any girl will want to come back with me on the ship. Ripley, what article do you have for us, brother?
All right. We're going to stay with the AP, the Associated Press, for all those that are keeping track at home, with a sports article, because it is a sports-themed episode. And so this will make Joba just completely, you know, confused, and we love that. Auburn student makes a 94-foot length of the court putt and wins a car. It comes to us from March 9th, 2024. The Auburn, Alabama AP reports an Auburn University student connected on a long-distance shot, draining a length of the basketball court putt on Saturday night to win a car. Connor Boyle made a 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one baseline and through a sign next to the opponent basket during a promotion in the second half of Auburn's game with Georgia. After the putt found the small opening on the sign, Boyle raced down the court celebrating with fans. And while fans erupted and cameras showed Auburn guard Katie Johnson, yeah, because we all know him, looking on from the bench with a stunned expression, mouth wide open. They should have used mouth agape. Come on. AP, I expect more of you. Boyle was the first winner of the promotion this season, winning a car from a local Toyota dealership. Craig Noyes, a writer for the university's student-run site. Noyes! Student-run site, the Auburn Plainsman, won a car in the contest in February 2023. It was the first time a student made the putt since 2014. All right, so to put it in context, Joe, because I'm sure you're like, I don't understand what's going on here. Trying to roll a golf ball across an entire basketball court, right? Like, put a golf ball into what is probably about a 3 foot or 3 inch opening, right? And putting on hard greens is really tough. Putting on a basketball court has to be damn near impossible. Like
this took place on a basketball court. Okay.
Yeah. You know what sucks though? That kid's going to have to pay taxes on that car. And he's probably going to end up having to sell the damn thing unless his parents are like, oh yeah, here's $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. For this car that you won because he put it like a jackass.
He's an SEC student. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're right. He'll be fine.
Rice Krispie Treats or somebody will pick him up and find him or something.
His last name is Boyle. I'm sure that like Old Bay Seasoning or somebody will come and, you know, rescue him.
Or like some stupid like mole removal service or something. Are you tired of that boil on your back? Come call us.
That is fantastic. That is a great spin on it. I mean, not as much as, you know, if it was LSU, it was definitely going to be crawfish. Absolutely.
100%.
Auburn, I mean, you know, it's getting a little bit up there. They're still using a lot of fried, you know, they're frying a lot of stuff, but it's probably more so chicken. But, you know,
Joba drips some corn juice on me one day from a crawfish boil. And let me tell you, I still got that stain on me.
Listen, I'm never going to escape any of my past sins, specifically my sneaker sins. But you know what? If those are the only ones we're looking at today, then I'd say I'm doing pretty well. So anywho, fantastic article. And I guess with that, we'll move into our special segment of the day, which pains me to say is also sports related.
Yippee-ki-yay, it's the special segment of the day.
Take it away, Sneeko the Geeko.
I'm not sure about you at home, but let me tell you, Joba has a crazy obsession, or had a crazy obsession, with online dating. Joba could never be satisfied. And let me tell you, there would be hours where he would lay on his bed. I would just be sitting on his feet and he would be swiping and scrolling. And let me tell you, that boy has Bumble Prime, has Farmers Only Prime. He was trying to find out somebody to reap his harvest, all right?
Yeah!
So let me tell you, we're going to be focusing today on the story of Manti Te'o and his girlfriend. And this one goes back over 10 years ago, where Notre Dame was going undefeated throughout the whole entire season, and they were looking like the for sure national championship winners, all right? And Manti Te'o was the linebacker for the University of Notre Dame. And let me tell you, bro was a certified dog.
What sports ball is this?
This is football.
Okay.
Football. And so when you sit there and you think about the best NFL players and the most intimidating football players, it's the Polynesian players with the tribal tattoos on one arm, kind of like The Rock Johnson, all right?
It's my favorite sauce.
I'm sure. It comes in a little purple package.
I like little.
I've seen little. And so we're going to talk about his girlfriend and how he became so famous for this relationship and how ultimately the relationship, well, I'll let you find out in a second.
Can we start using girlfriend in air quotes? Like, can we just be like girlfriend and everybody will just picture us doing girlfriend? Also, you know, to be fair, right, this story literally happened 11 years and 2 months ago, almost to the day. So if we're spoiler alerting anybody, that's their own damn fault. Other than Joba, this may be fresh news to you, and I completely understand that.
It is. Definitely is.
Please continue on. I interrupted like a jackass.
So push comes to shove. Manti Te'o meets this girl. And so, and it's a online connection. Joba, you're kind of familiar with those, you know, kind of online, okay. Electronic, you know, not really real. And so Manti is, you know, forming a relationship with this girl and all of this kind of stuff. They're hitting it off. She's saying all the right things. He's saying all the right things. She's watching the games and he's loving it. He's loving being supported by somebody that he's never even truly met before. And this girl is just hitting all the spots for Manti. Okay, she's checking all the boxes. He wants to go see her, all of this kind of stuff. He wants to fall in love with her, but he's never even really seen her before, other than some pictures on over text message and stuff like that. And FaceTime wasn't really a huge thing back then, but even when it was, she would sit there and say, hey, my connection's not good. I'm sorry you can't see me.
Mm-hmm. Or doing that crazy aerial angle with the... Oh, actually, but these pictures were good.
Well, Joba, I'm sure that you've had your fair share of paused screens before.
I can't say that that's false. Continue.
And so Manti created this relationship with this woman, and push comes to shove, the nation is falling in love with this story. The best player on the best team in the nation has this new romance. Think Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Everybody Ooh. Is loving this relationship. Everybody's down for it. They're rooting for him. All of this kind of stuff, just to find out that she's dead.
What?
She died right before the national championship.
His dick was that good?
Never even met her in person. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
And so as we sit there and we think about it, all the news is coming out. Manti Te'o's girlfriend dead. Manti Te'o's girlfriend passes away weeks before national championship. And I don't know if you know this, Joba, but that's not an ideal time to lose somebody that you've had a relationship with for months on end, is right before the biggest game of your career. And if you win a national championship in college, like, you are like sought after by the pro teams and all of this kind of stuff.
And not to mention the blue balls from having a virtual girlfriend for however many months.
You ain't lying.
Truth.
And so, Joba, people start doing their research. People start looking into the situation, and people start looking into their relationship, and come to find out in the local news, the girl's name is nowhere to be found in obituaries.
I'm smelling catfish.
And let me tell you, the catfish in this spaceship is reeking.
Yeah.
It's almost like when Joba sits there and puts his fish in the microwave at work and heats up the whole entire area, and it smells like Garfield's house in the whole entire office.
I wasn't hugged enough as a child, okay? Continue.
Maybe not as a child, but you have been recently. I've been in your shoes.
Yeah, she smothered me a few times.
So let me tell you, everybody's picking up on this story. the biggest story, like I said, the best player on the best team is in a new relationship and everybody's loving it, but nobody can find this girl's name. Okay. And so, yes, he was catfished. And most catfish stories, other than the ones on MTV, don't go public. You just don't say anything about it because it's a pretty big embarrassment, right?
But this guy was like putting it everywhere, being, this girl's awesome, I love it. They're putting their like relationship on blast.
Relationship on blast. ESPN was doing news articles. CBS was doing news articles. And everybody was like, look at how great of a relationship this is. And who deserves it more than this incredible human being at Notre Dame University, the school for Catholics, if you believe in some form of upper power that, and you swing Catholic, you go to Notre Dame, right? You go to Notre Dame like, you know, you were born with a golden dome, okay? And we think about it, and we think now, Manti Te'o was destined to have an incredible pro career. And even this moment, it wasn't even a football moment, took his career off the rails. You talk about depression, anxiety, all of this kind of stuff. And people thought that he was an absolute fraud. They thought that he made up the whole relationship to begin with. And come to find out, there was somebody on the other side of the phone still.
Please tell me it was a dude in his basement. Please tell me it was a dude in his basement.
It wasn't a dude in the basement, but it was kind of like the girl you brought home a couple months ago.
Okay, she smothered you
like gravy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost looked just like her.
Oh.
And so it was an absolute insane experience for all of the sports community.
Because, she was a Klingon?
Sure.
Okay.
But let me tell you, this was one of the wildest things. And to hear this from inside of a shoe made it even wilder.
Wow. I bet. Because that's where you're from, man. That's your world.
That is my world.
That's crazy.
Dude. All those sports bars that you were in with all those ugly girls, and you just took me along for the ride. Yeah. I was listening to the news. 11 years ago.
There were some fives and sixes in there. One night I had a straight 10. This was a night I had two fours and a two.
Two fours and a two?
Yes, yeah, so I had a three. It was awesome. So it equals 10.
You said it was a three-way? So you weren't involved?
Oh, that would be four people. We've been over this before too, haven't we, Ripley? I messed this up last time on one of our previous adventures where I tried to bring up a three-way and then forgot to involve myself.
You definitely did do that. You had a three-way and you listed three girls and I was like, so four-way? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He was that weird guy at the party in the corner.
He's like, what's his name from Clerks 2 that just sits in the corner just masturbating while during the donkey show? He says, I'm sorry, Jesus.
He's the mascot from Blue Mountain State.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, so this gal's name was Naya Tuiasosopo, which is funny because there was actually an NFL quarterback with last name Tuiasosopo that came out of Washington probably about a decade before that. And she has more chins than necks, if that gives any idea of what she kind of looks like.
Oh, no. So can I look this person up and see what she looked like?
Yeah, that's what I did. So N-A-Y-A, and then okay. If you just type in T-U-I, I'm pretty sure it'll start to fill it out for you.
Oh, here we go.
And she looks like one of those girls like, mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my. This was her?
Yeah. That was who was catfishing. So the, what was her name? Diane O'Meara, I think, was who it was.
She looks like one of the people who used to wear the original football, like leather helmets, but that's just what she looks like.
Yeah, that's putting new meaning behind pigskins. I'm not going to lie to you. Wow.
Yeah, and Diane O'Meara was the woman whose pictures were used to seduce Manti Te'o.
So did she have anything to say about this when this finally came to light? Did she have any rebuttals?
Yeah, she definitely, you know, took to the national tour. She went on today and said, I empathize with Manti Te'o. You know, I mean, no publicity is bad publicity, right? So
she wasn't like, listen, I've had a rough few years. I don't look like I used to. Nothing like that. She was just straight up about it.
That's what she looks like 2 years ago.
Oh, she's worse now.
I don't know, but if you guys want to check this out, there is a whole entire like documentary on this whole situation.
Oh, are you still talking about the catfisher, the person that was doing
a caricature.
Okay. Yeah. She looks bad. The girl that was the pictures still looks good.
Of course. So that was at least a real girl. Did she ever get international fame for it?
Yeah, no, that was the girl that went on Today and was like, yeah, I guys with Manti Te'o, you know, it sucks, blah, blah, blah. Like, she wasn't part of it, but they figured out who it was. I mean, it doesn't take long for, you know, reverse Google image search to find a picture of somebody.
Gotcha. I'm looking at her up now. Wow, okay. She definitely looks hot. Dude, she looks like a young Mandy Moore.
I was going to go Jessica Alba.
Oh, way more than Jessica
Alba. And let me tell you, if Jessica Alba lookalike would have texted me yesterday, would have been a different story.
She definitely got it going on to the break of dawn.
But wow. That's not actually her.
I know, it's such a bummer.
Joe, but I have seen who you bring around me, and none of them have even been close to that. We got to work on your game, buddy.
As well, you know, maybe that's why you manifested yourself. Maybe you're here not to grant me wishes, but to give me better self-confidence. Hey! No. I regret to inform both of you that I had not heard about this story, but now that I have, I am enlightened. Did he go on to play football continually? What happened with his career afterwards?
He had a couple, I don't know if you can call him successful years in the NFL. I mean, he made a lot more money than we'll probably ever make. But he definitely did go into the NFL for a couple of years, had a stint with the Chargers and with the Saints and with a couple other teams. So,
Wow.
Yeah, got drafted by the Chargers. I mean, I think he still ended up being a first-round pick, right? Or early second round.
The only picks I have are usually in my nose.
And then he wipes them on my souls.
It's easy to do because, you know, gingers like me don't have souls. So.
Oh, yeah. So he was selected in the second round with the 38th overall pick, which would have been the sixth pick of the second round. So, I mean, still, you know, a fairly good draft pick. I mean, he spent 8 years in the NFL, but really after his stint with the Chargers, he was kind of, you know, nobody really followed him. I mean, I don't think he was really prominent at all. I know I lost sight of him as a football fan. After he left the Chargers, and honestly didn't know he continued to play after that. And his stint on the Bears, which was his last one, was a practice squad. Yeah, he was placed on the practice squad / COVID list by the team on December 7th, 2020, about 2.5 months after signing. He restored to the practice squad 2 weeks later, and then he was elevated to the active roster for a playoff loss. So basically he played one game with the team in the playoffs, and yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I would love to do one day a segment where we go over all of the crazy, insane happenings of all the different, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, golf ball.
Well, Joe, but you know about Randy Johnson killing the bird while playing baseball, right?
No, I need to know more, though.
So Randy Johnson played for the Arizona Diamondbacks and a couple other teams, but he was absolute stud, lengthy guy, sits there, winds up a pitch in the seventh inning of a game. Bro is slinging like 102 miles an hour fastball, and he was slinging it. And so he releases this pitch, and a bird flies in between him and home plate, and the ball hits the bird so hard that it essentially evaporated the bird.
Oh, my God. I actually think I've seen this. I think I've seen this on YouTube.
Oh, dude. One of the craziest things. The game just pauses. They're trying to find out what is going on, who did what. You know, they're like, how did you hit a bird while throwing a baseball? The chances of that actually happening are so small.
That's got to be like astronomically tiny.
Yeah, they said that they thought that the bird was tracking the baseball is what happened. So it came in and like purposely tried to intercept it and didn't realize that it was a very dense baseball and just turned it into a very light pillow.
That's insane. Yeah, see, stories like that, I think, could really get me hooked on sports. You know, when I was a kid, I was hooked on phonics.
Shit, you need to be, yeah, I was going to say, you need to be hooked on phonics first. Let's be real here.
So I've heard tonight about a super big bummer catfish story. I have also heard about
super big ram testicles.
Super big ram testicles. We've heard about putting. Yeah, super long putts. You like big putts and you cannot lie. A bird getting literally obliterated by a crazy, crazy fastball. You know, where does it end? Where does it end? Is there more? Is there more crazy things? I do remember we've brought up Daniel Tosh before, and the only other sports story that I can recall was from his stand-up, his 2008 stand-up, where he's talking about something that happened on a basketball court with a glass of water. He said, if this would happen, you know, on a regular game, then he would be a season ticket.
Yes. Yeah. He was talking about the brawl between the Pacers and the Pistons where Ron Artest went into the stands.
Oh, Malice in the Palace. Like,
yeah, exactly. And he's like, you know, I don't like to make jokes about stereotypes, but we all know basketball players can't swim well. So you get hit with a cup of water in your head. What do? You fucking head for higher ground. A fat white kid gets in your way. You fucking knock his ass out.
So I always thought it was hilarious because it's Daniel Tosh and anything he says is funny. But like, what was the story behind that? Did somebody throw a cup of water or something? Like, what happened?
Yeah, the fans started getting unruly. Like, there's a fight in the, like, going on. And so the fans started, like, throwing shit at the players. And so Ron Artest, who's very unhinged, I think is probably a nice way of saying things.
Metal World Peace, known as
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Ended up changing his name legally to Metal World Peace. So that tells you his mental state. Yeah, he goes in the stand and just starts fighting people in the stand. And yeah, so he was suspended for a long time. I can't remember what the exact penalty was, but yeah, so that was the joke. And so yeah, Daniel Tosh is like, wait, you're going to tell me fights can break out? I'll be a season ticket holder in a heartbeat.
Joe, but with how much I know that you love fighting, I think hockey would be your sport. Not professional hockey, but like the step below where they just do not care at all.
I mean
you need to go across the border and just watch Canadian hockey, just watch them like senior whale shit hockey and watch them just duke it out.
Just don't go to Europe hockey though. There was a story last year where the guy slit somebody's throat on the ice and he died on the bench.
What?
Yeah
and no, the guy ended up getting charged for manslaughter.
Yep.
Holy cow.
I mean they're flying around with like knife blades on their feet and homeboy just sat there and like dove like Superman, kicked his feet up in the air and sliced the dude's throat.
He literally Happy Gilmore'd him.
Did they lose the game?
That's what you're worried about?
I mean, hey!
They canceled the game.
Oh.
After, I mean, imagine as a fan, you're just sitting there watching the game and you just casually just sitting there chilling and the ice turns red.
Oh my god.
And guy just dies in the bench.
Dude, that's dark.
I mean, as a fan, like what do you do in that moment? I was scrolling, you know, as soon as you rubbed me out the shoe, I was scrolling and I saw this and I was just like, what is happening in this world nowadays? It's been so long since I've seen the light.
That would be crazy. I don't know what that would be like as a fan to witness something like that. That would be crazy town. Crazy town. I will say you'll both be very proud of me. I did go to my very first sports event outing for the first time in years. I did go to a hockey game. I saw the Capitals play another team. And
wouldn't be a surprise if they get canceled soon.
The Capitals?
No, the team that they were playing.
What team were they playing?
The Blackhawks.
Oh! God, you can't say that over the air. The Blackhawks?
I was going to say, if they'd be called the Blackhawks, they might survive a little bit longer.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Blackhawk down. I think most people Blackhawk up.
Oh my god, I've never heard that one before, actually. I might actually change the name of our episode. Blackhawks down? No, baby. Blackhawks. Well, actually, it should be reversed because that would imply that we want Blackhawks up. We don't discriminate on this podcast. You can keep your cocks up or down.
Joba will take them all.
Yeah, well, okay. Within reason.
Says the man who's been living in a shoe.
Wasn't my choice. I'm just glad he rubbed me. I'm never going back in there.
You have to. You gotta go home.
I'm tired of being spelled every time.
Are you too good for your home?
Are you too good for your home, Ball? Time to go home.
See? Joba knows sports.
Joba, you do know sports.
I can watch The Longest Yard any day. Yes, the remake. I know. I'm lame.
All right, I was going to ask originally. Joba,
what jersey was Happy Gilmore wearing in the movie?
Oh, it's quiz time. What jersey was, like?
We know the sport.
Yes.
But what team?
I do know he was a hockey player before he became a golfer.
So we know the sport. It was hockey. So okay. That narrows it down.
The Mighty Ducks.
Incorrect.
Boston Bruins.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. You know why I would say that?
Because he's from Boston.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, man, that was just a lucky guess. That was definitely an intuitive guess for sure. So since we're on the topic, you guys have favorite sports movies?
Major League.
I'm going to go Sandlot just for because of the beef stew moment.
Okay, I don't know.
I can tell that Joba has never truly experienced a beef stew moment.
I mean, I do like a good beef stew.
I'm sure you do.
But I don't know the beef stew moment.
I just need you to hear. I just need you to say again that you like beef stew.
Give me some of that nice, liquidy, warm beef stew.
Perfect. Now that we have that audio clip, let me tell you. So, Joba, beef stew. The kids were getting bullied. All right.
Yeah.
They were on the baseball field. The bullies come on. They say, "Hey, we got practice here soon. Like, you guys need to get off." And they're like, okay. "You don't have practice for another hour." And they were like, "We want to practice before we practice. We want to get better." And the kids were like, "You can't have our field." So then the big bully kids, they sit there and they hold this one kid down. And they say, "Hey, yo, bro, he wants some of your beef stew."
Oh, no.
Homeboy does a squat right on top of his face and just... Double barrel pink
this
eye.
This was on the Sandlot?
Yep.
No, it is. Sneak geek, you've been in a sneaker shoe a little bit too long. The fumes may have gotten to you. It was the Rob Schneider movie.
Bench warmers?
Yes.
Yes, bench warmers.
Oh. Yes, bench warmers.
Well, hey,
sorry. It was the foot fungus from Joba.
Yeah, yes. I gotta say, I haven't seen that one either. I've only seen...
There's a guy in that movie who eats sunscreen. Like out of the tube, like
Sandlot had the infamous
the dog.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yes, and I know that line. And also, the guy with the glasses gets with a super hot babe, and they have like a million.
Yes, kids. Yes, he fakes drowning. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, Major League, believe it or not, was one of my late father's favorite movies, and another one that I unfortunately have only seen one time, and I was very little and not prone to enjoying sports movies. So that might be one I have to do a rewatch for.
Yeah, you don't even need to know that much about baseball, really. It's funny as shit. And the manager, one of the players comes to him and says, "It says here in my contract that I don't need to do any calisthenics that I don't deem necessary." So he takes the contract, looks at it, throws it on the ground, unzips his pants, and pisses on it.
Does that movie have Charlie Sheen in it?
Yes, it's got Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger, Wesley Snipes, the guy that was in the Allstate commercials in 24, the president. Yeah,
what? He was?
Yeah, the black guy. Yeah, he's a Cuban voodoo refugee.
God. I'm going to add this to my list of movies that I need to put on my queue. So... Well, with all of this awesome sports talk, the only other thing I know for us to do is go into another special segment that won't take too long, but it is one that was suggested by the sneak geek himself. He can explain the rules. It won't take long because I'm sure I'll be out quick. It's called psychology?
Psychiatrist.
Have you ever played this, Ripley?
No, but can we take a quick pause? I'm out of beer.
Yes, go get yourself a beer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to enter into a time of a game, all right? Now, Ripley and I, Sneak Geek, are going to be asked questions by Joba, and Joba has to figure out a common theme with me and Ripley's answers, okay? So, for instance... this is called Psychiatrist. Maybe some of you have even played it before. And so a lot of the times, like, themes can be the last word of the question has to be the first word of the answer. So Joba could say, "Hey, Sneak, how was your day?" "Day be good. Day be great." Like something along those lines. So Joba, go ahead and ask Ripley and I whatever questions you want. You can ask specific questions, generic questions, all of that kind of stuff.
Sneeko, my question goes to you because I ask Ripley questions all the time, and you know you're practically a part of me, and I've always wondered this subconsciously, is there really a place in France where the naked ladies dance? And if so, is there a hole in the wall where one could see them all?
I have no clue what you're talking about, but if there is a place in France where the naked ladies dance, that would be the center of my life.
You read my mind there, Sneak Geek. That's exactly how I would answer that one.
Ripley and Sneak on one. Let me tell you, from the first question, we're going to freaking murder this.
Okay.
Mind meld.
All right. Well, so do I keep asking questions?
Keep going, unless you have an idea.
Okay. Do I have to say the word before the end and the word and all that stuff, or no?
You just ask questions. You figure out the theme.
Okay. I heard emphasis on the word center. Is there, Ripley, this is to you, is there an angel in the centerfold?
I don't know if there's an angel in the centerfold, but there's probably one more forward in the magazine if you look.
So this has to do with magazines. Got it. I'll just bounce back and forth. So, Sneeko, in addition... 761 of Sports Illustrated. Okay, never mind. This isn't a random question. This has to be a question about what the thing is, right?
It's a random question.
Random question? Okay.
You're trying to figure out the theme.
Okay, well, if it is magazines, you know, and Sports Illustrated, this is a sports edition. That's where my head was going. Both of them were going there. I would have to ask, did the model in that specific issue have a boob job, or was she all natural?
I'm not quite sure if she had a boob job or not, but they do act as a shooting guard to her face.
Shooting guard. This is sounding... Okay, shooting, you don't shoot the baseball. You hit the baseball. You can shoot a puck and not give a fuck. You can shoot a basket. I don't know what rhymes with basket.
Casket.
This is fantastic.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Can we just talk about how I said fantastic
and casket?
Did you say mask it?
Yep.
It's got to be one of those sports that have that innuendo in it. What was it? What was your last? You said shooting guard to her face. Okay. Staying in the same train of thought, Ripley, this one's for you. When you do pull the trigger, which finger makes it bigger?
Yeah, you know, I found that in my experience, it doesn't really matter what trigger or which finger I use to pull the trigger, as long as that the receiver's willing, right? Like she's got to be open to it.
Consent is key. Sponsored by Consensual Sex.
Hey,
hashtag not me too.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Lord have mercy. Oh, I love it when snowflakes melt in the warm weather. So I'm gonna assume this is a football thing. Is it football? It's not football. It's not even the right sport.
Nope.
Okay. Well, crap. All right. I'll ask another question then. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And if a woodchuck could chuck wood, no. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Woodchuck could chuck wood.
You know, the best woodchucks who can chuck wood are the strikers. And you have no clue how much wood a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
That was the ending of the thing. Okay, we got strikers, we got shooting, we got guards. We're doing soccer. This is soccer.
Nope.
It's not soccer? Are you freaking kidding me? Okay, you guys know I'm a sports noob, okay? I got guard, shoot, striker. I forgot the others, but they're in that same vein. Okay, I'm going to bounce it back to Ripley again. And I just ask a question. Any question you guys are going to pull from your collective knowledge and just kind of come up with something that'll give me some kind of a hint.
It can be about dinner you had. It could be about whatever. It doesn't even have to be sports related.
Okay. I mean, okay. It could be your thoughts on cunnilingus if you want. I mean, the boundaries are off.
Okay. When you do go down to the proverbial underground and you get under the covers, does it actually help to like do the alphabet with your mouth, or is it better
to let the fingers do all the work for you. I know this is just not that I have this problem. I was just curious what you guys thought.
That is a great question. It really depends. I try to read the situation, see, what she likes, what she doesn't like. I mean, the biggest thing is that, the goalie has to be pulled right before you go down there and do that. You're not forcing it.
I said soccer, and it's not soccer.
Celtic soccer? They can use their hands. Hockey? Oh, I have to do a question. I have to ask another question.
It's not hockey.
All right, going over back to the Sneak Geek. How many warp nacelles does the USS Enterprise NCC-1701E have? That's just a single answer, though. That doesn't count, I guess.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've been in a shoe all of this time.
That's true.
And let me tell you, that question was not straightforward.
You said forward again. Forward, okay.
It really came out of right field, if we want to be honest.
Baseball! It's baseball!
Yeah, because goalies are in baseball.
Oh, it's not baseball either?
Nope.
Okay, can I start asking question like, is it a sport? Or is it a part of a sport?
So you can't ask specific questions about the theme. You have to specifically try to find the theme with how we are answering the questions.
Okay. I mean, I figured that. Yeah.
You're picking up the right words. You're just not putting them all together.
Your contextualization is limited. That's what she said.
That is what she said, unfortunately. Sports, baseball, upper body. Upper body, because you're swinging and you're forwarding and you're shooting and striking and
swing and a miss.
It's definitely not MMA.
Strike seven.
Okay. All right.
Vaughn has walked the bases loaded.
Batting cages?
No.
All right. I'm going to keep asking questions then. Okay. In Guardians of the Galaxy 2, who do you think was a better character, Kurt Russell or Mantis's introduction? Ripley.
That is a great question because Mantis does bring a lot to the series, and Kurt Russell's ego was a day one starter as far as Hollywood talent's concerned. You're putting him out there on opening day. God, it's tough, but, Mantis brought a lot of levity and Kurt Russell's character is kind of a douche. So I think fans like Mantis more, but Kurt Russell's character was definitely Kurt Russell himself, right, is just an opening day starting pitcher. It's tough to argue against that.
Draft day. Is it draft day? Draft pick. Picking the drafts. Not picking a giraffe, but a draft. Not like a beer draft, but a sports draft.
Sounded like you pulled that out of your ass, and no, that's not what it is.
Fantastic answer and beautifully articulated, by the way, Ripley. And my thoughts are very much the same in that regard. Going to you, Sneak Geek. Who shot first, Han or Greedo? Who shot first, which is the classic ultimatum in Star Wars lore? Han or I think it is Guido. I think his name is Guido. Either way, there could have been a Cars one and a Star Wars one. But who shot first?
So I think you're asking somewhat of a similar question to a video that is very popular, and it's called Who's on First, right? If somebody's on first, then there's somebody on second. Maybe there's even somebody on third, and you just don't know who's where or what the heck is going on. You have no clue, kind of just like you right now. But you don't really know who shot first.
Okay. All right. Seems like we're
running the bases pretty thin.
We are, and I apologize if you heard that clap. It was because one of my dogs was trying to hump the other, but not really. It's more of an air hump. It was more of a, I'm asserting dominance and fucking dogs, right. Man, I'm telling you. Anyways, continue on.
The Sneak Geek's already heard many cheeks clap, unfortunately. So,
and sometimes it's their lower back and not their ass.
Man. They have a cute face. Let me continue. All right.
We call that a butter face.
I was actually trying to answer with running the bases. I'm trying to think. The pitcher. A pitcher? Pitcher. Nope.
Only pitchers you like is beer.
I was just about to say, now I just want a pitcher of beer.
Man, okay, back to you, Ripley. Taking it right back to you. I'm going to just keep throwing you guys sci-fi based questions while you guys answer with sports, and I'm trying to figure out what the connection is. So for you, how many parsecs did it take for the Millennium Falcon to run the Kessel, to do the Kessel run?
Well, I think we all know it was 13 parsecs, right? Right. Yeah, 13, I think.
It was 12 or 13. I thought it was 12.
You know, maybe was it 12? You know, it's tough to say. So, you know, if it was 12 parsecs, that, you know, 12, very prominent number. I think everybody associates that with the future Hall of Fame quarterback, Tom Brady. If it's not, if it's 13, I think a lot of people associate that with future Hall of Fame or with current Hall of Fame quarterback, Dan Marino. I mean, shit, if it was 10, it could be Hall of Fame third baseman, Chipper Jones. You know, I mean, who knows? It's anybody's guess on this. So did anybody have a stopwatch? Do we have this time regulated through the, you know, the Kessel run for the Millennium Falcon? I think it's all, you know, haberdash and
conjecture.
Yes, conjecture and polyswag or whatever those made up words are.
I'm thinking there's got to be an alternative term to Hall of Famers. World of Hall of Fame. You're shaking your head again at me. It's not Hall of Fame?
No.
Back to you, sneak geek.
I feel like we're running on a very thin line here.
We are.
One more question each, and then we'll see if Joba can get it, and if not, we'll put him out of his misery.
We might as well just empty the tank in these last two questions.
Yeah. Is that a part of it? Was that a euphemism?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
All right. So, my question to you, Sneak Geek, is who was a better captain, Kirk or Picard?
You know, personally, it just depends on which side of the field that you're on. You can be a right-wing defender, a left-wing defender. You could be in the paint as a defender. You could be along the arch as a defender. Your mindset and your perspective could literally be on any field, on any rink, on any diamond, on whatever it is. You're going to have to answer that question for yourself, because I can sit there and tell you that the New England Patriots are the best team because they had the best quarterback to ever play the game. They had the best head coach to ever coach.
And yeah, Brett Favre
was currently unemployed, by the way. Anyways, continue on.
Relax. People retire. It's okay. He's had his time. But when we think about it, there are so many people who are great at every single position, and there will always be arguments. Jordan, LeBron.
Kobe.
I mean, throw Kobe in the conversation, Whoa. Right? Who's the most dominant center of all time? You never know. Who's the most dominant small forward of all time? You don't know, because it's all based on your own perspective and what you value. If you value winning, you're going to say that Michael Jordan was better than LeBron James, because if you go to a girl's house six times and you have sex six times, you're batting 100%, okay? And if you go the LeBron route and you go to a girl's house 10 times and only have sex three or four, it's not a good percentage. So there's your answer for you. It's all about what you think is best.
It's a very, very, very drawn out and good, actually, fantastic answer.
It wasn't an actual answer to the original.
I know.
Sneak Geek is going to be a politician. I mean, there's no way around it.
That is a very, very, very good point. I could see that 100%. What a weird dimension this is, where a genie that pops out of my shoe becomes a politician. Who knew I had it in me?
Shazam.
I'm sure most elected officials on Earth stink as much as I do.
Yeah. Truth. Moving over to Ripley again for the last question. Let's see. In the movie Dune, I'm going to get topical.
Speaking of, who wants one of those popcorn buckets?
Oh, dude. We went over that and I want one. Dude, that they definitely look creepy and sexual in all the right ways. Did you see the popcorn buckets for that, by the way?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That thing.
He's got four.
I mean, not that it's okay for girls to, you know, dress provocatively and say it's asking for it, but that popcorn bucket is definitely asking for it.
That'd be a whole different ball game. If your roommate walks in on you with that scenario, that thing between your legs.
It's like okay. The inverse Pringles can.
That's true. All right, Ripley, here we go for the last question. It has to do with Dune. In the movie Dune, what do they ride? Do they ride giant caterpillars? Do they ride giant ladybugs? Do they ride giant snuffleupagus? What do they ride? And where exactly do they ride on them?
All right, so the answer is neither. It's like basically a giant dragonfly. And I mean, shit, anybody could see this. Like, whether it's somebody just sitting out of the stand seeing that, the center fielder, I mean, I can't even remember what they call them. They're either like hummingbirds or dragonflies or something like that. And they sit right there on the bridge, the nose, you know, they're right up there like, you know, a catcher waiting for to receive a pitch, ready to snap the ball. They're right there. They're in the heat of the action. They've got those little flapping wings that, you know, just make you think of, you know.
What movie are you talking about? I was going to say it's what? They're worms. They're worms. Remember they
ride the worms? The worms?
They do. They ride the worms.
Not in the first one, Dick.
Oh, you're right. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert, asshole.
Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot they were in those weird little machine things that were like, oh, okay.
I don't think that Ripley was done.
Yeah, sorry. Continue, Ripley. I do profusely apologize for eating some serious crow. Continue.
You know, it's okay. You brought in the closer early, and then he struck outside, and I got nothing for you here.
He brought out the kicker with 3 seconds left on the clock after calling a timeout.
I know. I just got iced.
You iced my kicker. Yeah. And
if anyone knows how bad that sucks, it's me.
They brought out the kick returner to catch it because the kicker was going to leave it short. Ran it all the way back. Linebackers were blocking for him. All of that kind of stuff. Safeties were getting rocked. Linemen were rumbling and stumbling down the field.
I throw in my jag rag. I throw it in. I'm throwing in the towel. All right? I need to know what the hell is going on here, because it's not football. It's not Hall of Fame. It's not baseball. It's not fucking Sports Illustrated. What is it?
So, Joe, but let's walk you through this. You thought that it was baseball.
I did.
You thought that it was football.
I did. And then I thought it was soccer.
You thought it was soccer.
Yes.
Thought it was also hockey.
Hockey, Hall of Fame.
You thought it was Hall of Fame. We can leave out Hall of Fame.
Batting cage.
We can leave that out.
Okay. Hall of Fame.
So you just listed a bunch of...
Halls.
No.
Sports.
There you go. So you listed a bunch of sports, and then... Who plays on the fields and all that kind of stuff? Think about the words that the very first question you asked. I emphasized what?
I don't even remember.
Center.
Oh, center.
Shooting guard. Right wing, left wing.
Yeah.
Kick returner, punter, kicker, point, center.
Point people. People
nope.
Score.
Nope. Defenders? Goalies.
Defenders.
We talked about goalies.
Offensive and defensive Hall of Fame.
Nope. No Hall of Fame. No Hall of Fame.
Okay.
When you think about the sports and you think about where the people are.
On the team. Sports teams. Uh-huh. Teammates.
Close. Keep going.
Team members.
Team members have a job, and their job is to do what?
Team players.
That doesn't answer the question.
Team, kind of like team scoring, scorers.
Are you ready to just throw it in completely?
Yes, fucking tell me. Jeez.
So every single answer that we had contained a sports position.
Oh my gosh.
Striker, left wing, right wing.
How did that not, dude? That was a good one, because now it all does make sense. I can see
shooting guard.
Dude.
Bro, that was crazy.
I know. I'm like, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Is that another? Oh, good. It wasn't Alanis Morissette this time. I had my man card taken away in one episode because I quoted Alanis Morissette.
Don't blame him. It should be taken many more times than that.
I'm pretty sure it was. Isn't it ironic that you did? And yeah. I have no objections or any ill feelings about taking away your man card for that event.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. you know, we all got to learn the hard way.
That girl a couple months ago didn't learn the hard way.
You know what? That's enough out of you. Get back in that shoe. Come here. Come here. All right. That's it. We're never playing this game again, Ripley. I'm getting the channel changer. We're watching the Twilight Zone.
No more interdimensional cable.
Well, we may watch a little interdimensional cable, but anywho, well, Dimension Hoppers, as always, stay slurred.
Let's go. Don't wait. This episode is over. Honest, it was great, but now it's over. It's over. It's over. I am no longer sober.
Joe Buffett here. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you enjoyed our ridiculous content, then get to your nearest cosmic communication device and spread the word to your friends, family, coworkers, or nearby nerf herders. We're available on Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. If you have an idea for our show or would like to propose a theme, send in an email to closeencountersslurredkind@gmail.com. That's closeencountersslurredkind@gmail.com. Feel free to tweet us or shoot us a message at The Slurred Kind on either Meta, Twitter, or Instagram. If you don't, be sure to follow us on the socials mentioned above, and don't forget to join Ripley, myself, and our droid Zero Frux, and all the other Dimension Hoppers over on our Facebook group, The Antimatter Minute. Now watch your step. It's time to board the Black Swirl so we can continue tumbling down this black hole of hilarity together. Remember, everyone, stay slurred.